From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Emilia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. The votes in the village of Philmont election held Tuesday, September 15th, have now been tabulated. On election day, the ballot included the names of the two incumbent village trustees running unopposed for re-election. However, after the ballots were cast, voters had made Deborah Gitterman, a write-in candidate, the top vote-getter with 50 votes, electing to a two-year term on the village board. Incumbent Brian Johnson was re-elected with 55 votes. The second incumbent on the ballot, Barbara Segal, received 37 votes, and write-in candidate Mike Wheeler received 39 votes. According to the village office, a total of 122 ballots were cast, as well as 6 absentees. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Edward McKinley is reporting for the Times Union. A settlement reached last week between the state and a voting rights group included policy changes that will lead to fewer absentee ballots being rejected in November. New York previously had the highest rate of absentee ballot rejections of any state, with 34,000 or 14% invalidated in 2018. If that percentage held this year, with the expansion of absentee balloting due to COVID-19, it could have resulted in hundreds of thousands of canceled votes due to the antiquated provisions that have invalidated ballots for technicalities such as an errant pin mark. The lawsuit that led to the settlement was brought by the Campaign Legal Center on behalf of the League of Women Voters and a woman named Carmela Palmer. Palmer has a health condition that causes her hand to shake, and she said the condition made it likely that her ballot would be thrown out because the signatures may not match through no fault of her own. The settlement agreement expands the so-called cure process, which requires the state to contact voters if they have turned in a mail ballot with some kind of mistake on it, allowing the voter to correct the error. Danielle Lang, a co-director at the Campaign Legal Center, said in a statement, and I quote, "The settlement of this lawsuit combined with legislative action will give voters clarity and confidence heading into the fall," end quote. County boards of election will contact voters who turn in absentee ballots with errors or issues that could invalidate them, and voters this fall will be given up to a week to fix their ballots depending on the date they mailed it. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. Republican State Senator Daphne Jordan and Democratic Assemblymember Angelo Santababra are pushing a bill intended to increase penalties in drive-by shooting cases. The measure was prompted by the murder last week of 11-year-old Ashwan Davis in Troy. The measure would amend the state's criminal code to add the crime of drive-by shooting, defined as a person causing the death of another person by discharging a firearm from a motor vehicle, allowing a prosecutor to charge first-degree murder. Santa Barbara said, and I quote, "It's heartbreaking to see this tragic and senseless death. Drive-by shootings are an attack on our community, and we cannot stand by while innocent bystanders become victims. We must do all that we can to ensure those responsible face the harshest penalties," end quote. Jordan said, and I quote, "Our entire Capital Region was shocked and horrified at the senseless murder of 11-year-old Antwan Davis, a beloved child with a bright future," end quote. Read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.